Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
You know him, to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good, an international
call. Interface complete.
Where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
And, y'all believe that bullshit if you want to. You be believing some shit like this, huh?
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Straight up. All right, people, y'all already know what time it is. You're live in the building on the Starship Smelly Prize. I am your captain, you know what I'm saying, Captain Smelly. Yeah, we doing this real big, up on the Ticket to the Hood Thursday, Mike. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of 8-1 Trey Folk, you know what I'm saying, FLA. T-A-M-P-A is where I stay, and I do this thing all the way around the world, because we is what? Worldwide on this radio station, maybe this is how we do it. And on the Enterprise, man, I don't know how y'all do it on other places, but here, you have to be beamed in, of course, and yeah, in order to get onto the show. So I have somebody that's hailing me out of 562. So my damn, I ain't got no lemon juice. Tell y'all people. If your transporter beams get stuck, you need to get your bottle of lemon juice. You know, so the old black man nigger rig theory, it does work. I just ran out of my lemon juice, you know what I'm saying? So I got to use my old transporter beam right now. It'll be back up. Yeah, be back up a little bit and probably later on. I always run out just on getting some lemon juice. Space lemon juice, people. This is not your average cooking lemon juice. This is space lemon juice. This is a special brand of lemon juice that's specifically for transporter doors. All right? Here we go, people.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
Energizing.
Whoa. Forgot to open the doors, people. My bad. Oh, yeah, when y'all come aboard, you got to make sure that the door's open. You're probably sitting outside in space, floating, looking in and shit. And, yeah, let me open the doors for us. Come on in. It's here. Hey, 562, you was live on Smelly Starship. Yeah, what's happening?
Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Oh, why the hell did I not know of the 562? So you got to throw it off number and shit.
Yeah, I was waiting for my little alert of vagina.
Yeah, so you know you threw me off. So damn, girl. Now I got to run it all back. I got to run it back. Wait a minute, do I got the other one in? Oh yeah, check this one out. There you go, y'all.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Rapping the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, and international co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
Yeah, there we go. We're in the building, people. Officially, we're officially in the building. Starship Smelly Prize is officially taking off, man. If y'all ain't aboard, hell, me and I'll beam you aboard. So, yeah. What's up, baby?
I just woke up. But I'm good. I'm just about to get ready and go about my day. I'm going down to L.A., Hollywood or something today. So I'm excited. I'm going to be a tourist today. I'm going to do a little touristy thing.
Well, look for Jet Set in Hollywood. Guaranteed you cannot miss him.
Who?
Mr. Jet Set. You'll see him. If you're walking on Hollywood Boulevard, you'll see a brother named Jet Set. This is a black brother, older school brother, but he's a standout in the crowd. So you'll see him. Go around
Jet
there.
How do I know it's him?
You'll know it's him.
Okay, then.
You don't know it's him. I guarantee. But he probably hanging down there by Michael Jackson stuff. He on Hollywood Boulevard. He'd be down there with on the you know what I'm saying, you got the Walk of Fame with all the stars and shit.
Uh-huh.
So he might be hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Hanging out on the boulevards, you know.
Boulevard,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just on, shouts out to Quiet Storm Radio. I was hanging out there earlier, and she got a chick named Rita Shelby, a jazz vocalist, and the lady just sound real, she sound hot, you know what I'm saying? So I sent her up, hit her up, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, a little MySpace friend request, and told her I want to do an interview, because she said, you know, lady was looking for interviews and stuff. So I'm like, hey, you looking the right way. You know what I'm saying? You know? So supposed to be hooking up with her, too, because I told her, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, we trilateral radio. You know what I'm saying? Three hosts, three co-hosts, locking it down.
Nice.
Worldwide. Yeah. Worldwide. So, you know. I who the hell sent me that shit? Motherfucker, I think that was Harry Spears. I think that was who that was. Harry Spears be, huh?
Are you proud of me that I actually made it at the beginning of the show? I told you I would. I told you.
Yeah, you know, I was very surprised, and I was made sure I introduced everybody to you.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. A lot of vagina.
Come again?
A lot of vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
Wow! Congratulations!
Congratulations!
That's my shit. Oh man, yeah, you got a full day planned. That's what time it is. You taking it to the hood? You taking it to the hood? See, that's what I'm talking about. We taking it to the hood Thursday. We got Miss Tasha Triple X, ladies and gentlemen, hailing all the way from Perth, Australia. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, she down here in the States, people. Down in California, where
California.
You said you want to be, so you packed up your shit and stayed away from Beverly Hills. That is. Yeah, the hills don't go up there to Beverly Hills. They shit on fire. They shit. Somebody keeps setting intentional fires trying to burn the rich out. Rich bitches. Yeah, I got a song for the rich folks too. You know what I'm saying? You know I made a song for the rich folks.
Did you?
Yeah, check this out. All you rich bitches. What I do when I come in your house. I'm a baller. I'm a baller. Woo! But if you rich, I'm a jam. We finna break it down, people. We finna break it down. Here we go. This is to be released in, You know what I'm saying? That's coming out for all you rich bitches out there. You know what I'm saying? I come in your house and put my feet on your couch and buy another one, you rich motherfuckers. Right. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. Live.
Okay.
Live. Rich motherfuckers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I call them. You know what I'm saying? I call them up like this. Yeah.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
It's going down, people. You already know, man. I do, what the hell was that? Oh, shit. Oh, shit, duck down. The fucking Borgs are coming. I'm trying to beam off. Can I beam off? Fucking, oh, shit. Battle stations. Where's the crew? Oh, we fucked up. Yeah, we're about to be taken over in a minute, people, by the fucking Borg. I already know they're hailing me. They're hailing me.
The Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships.
No.
We'll add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt
no.
to service.
Get away.
Resistance is futile.
Fucking Borg. This is what I tell the Borg.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Oh, man. Straight up. Fucking Borg. Get your asses on, man. That motherfucker put it on. Put the hammers down on the Borg real quick, you know. Trying to come through and pick the ship up. You got to watch out. So anytime, you know what I'm saying, you controlling the ship now. If I ain't here, you controlling the ship. You know, you got to watch out because damn Borg be coming through and they can shut your ship down. You know what I'm saying? So, just giving you, a pre heads up, you know what I'm saying? Hit them with the heavy guns and stuff. Oh, all right. And we back, people. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. What I tell them?
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Woo! Woo! Fucking yeah! All right. Oh, man, you missed the Goofy show last night, didn't you?
I did.
Man, listen.
What happened?
You have to listen back to that goddamn archive. That show there was not fucking funny. I mean, that shit there was just downright hell the fuck hilarious. And I can't say no more than that. I mean, 12 o'clock last night brought the real fucking freaks out at night, and they showed up on Goofy's show. I'm on the line, part of time was on the line, who else was on the line? I think Sadie J was on the line, but we got calls, I mean back to back to back to back to back. Motherfuckers calling in. The first bitch to jump on the phone talks to me. Hey, you guys, I can't believe you guys got using that foul language. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to wash your mouth out. I jumped on the line and I say, hey, Dan. Hey, you shut your fucking mouth, Dan. Okay, don't come over here with your shenanigans. Okay, we don't want your type over here, Dan. You can take that shit out of here. I'm Charles. I'm talking to you, Dan, okay? Fucking talking to you. You take your ass out of here, Dan. We don't need that bullshit here, okay? Fucking save it and fucking leave. After that, yeah, I guess he thought it was another white dude, so fuck! I thought this was a bunch of Packer hats. So, yeah, he left. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Yeah, he left. Yeah, and then we got a bunch of gay calls after that. Everybody calling in talking about sucking dick. You know, I want to suck you guys' dick. You guys sound good. I want to suck your dick. Like, what? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we got like 4 or 5 calls. I mean, back to fucking back to back. I mean, straight up. Shit was just... That shit that was too fucking funny last night, man. I promise you, it was, yeah, it was absolutely, it was entertaining, though. I mean, it made a funny show, you know what I'm saying? Because we was damn sure tripping, boy.
Wow.
I
gotta go listen to it.
Yeah, that shit, that was a little too exclusive, you know. We got it in. We handled it. And then after that, I mean, probably about 4 or 5 calls, you know, the goofy fucked it up, you know what I'm saying? Because he say, he told everybody, hey, please keep calling in because you're making my ratings higher. You know what I'm saying? And it's doing good for me. So anytime, you know, people don't think that they fucking you up, you know what I'm saying, then they ain't gonna do it no more. That's the whole thing. You wanted them to think that they fucking your show up and they really bothering you and shit. Hell nah. Be a million of you bastards and call in. I wouldn't give 2 shits of a damn. Do what you got to do. Just don't bother me. And I won't fuck up you. You know what I'm saying? All right. So you got up, ate breakfast yet? Or you say you just waking up. You getting up. You going to eat some breakfast?
I'm just about to, like, yeah, go have some breakfast. And then I'm going to come back and get ready and leave.
Oh. All right, well, check this out, y'all. This is Miss Tasha Triple X's favorite group. They down in Atlanta, GA right now, hailing out of Camden, New Jersey. And this is what we do. We play the hits, indie hits right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize. And this is Jew time, y'all. We're going to get a little pump-up music. I ain't got no weed to smoke, so I'm looking crazy right now, but fuck it. And... yeah, weed man, get at me. That ain't what the song called, y'all, though. Yeah.
But calling?
Get your ass off my door! Damn Avon. Play no motherfucking Avon up in there. All right, people, I got to beam my goddamn co-host back on board for the Avon tried to come to. Come to the door, you know, we don't play no Avon around here, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got my lemon juice, people. You know what I'm saying? I got my lemon juice now, so I can go ahead and... damn, open up the doors and shit. Well, ain't nobody at the door. Kind of is that. My bad, girl. My bad. I'm going to beam you up. Fucking transporter. I got to put some lemon juice. Hold on, girl. I got to put some lemon juice on the door. Make sure y'all go out and get your space lemon juice. If y'all, you know, if y'all plan on upgrading, because these starships are kind of sticky. You know what I'm saying? They freeze up and shit. So you got to make sure that you, you know, get your space lemon juice. All right, here we go. Is the damn door open? Is the door open? Hello?
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 Damn dog. Who the fucking dog is on the show now? What happened?
Look, she bending over. Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
What? Who knew I was in the hotel room? You know what I'm saying? Who knew? Who knew?
I'm crazy. But baby, I gotta go because I'm gonna go get ready and do the touristy thing.
Yeah. What's up with the videos? You ain't post shit yet?
Man, I posted my videos last night on Facebook. I'm posting one more now. Like while I'm in the shower because it's like 14 minutes long.
Oh.
But,
Let me see Facebook. Let me go to Facebook. And what is it on Natasha Triple X? Cause mine ain't. Mine's under Mr. Chronically Speaking. I don't mean.
Can you go to my Blog Talk Radio page and I've got the link.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm. Yeah, that's right. I shall hook.
Alright, well, I'm going to go. I'm going to accept your invite in a minute, and then you can have a look.
On what?
On Facebook.
Oh, well, alright. Well, don't forget. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Alright, baby.
Stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
That's real. We're going to blow the horns, y'all. This is some new Iodonna. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Iodonna. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X in Cali. You know what I'm saying? She's been going to have a touristy day. And, you know, walk around and explode y'all hood. You know what I'm saying? Cali. So y'all look out for my peoples, man. And that's how we doing it right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. And, yeah, we got to get it in, y'all. Horns, please. Love you, girl. Have a safe trip. Chirp you later.
I'm about to blow again. Dance floor, hit him in the head, something fierce. Don't label me a rapper, I am artist of the year. I am hottest you will hear, and this is not debatable. Sun cannot stop me, this is not attainable. Come to 617, you are not capable. Turn them into victims, trying to tame a raging bull. At the rate I'm going, I'm gonna be the most hateable. This a true story, short, it's something like paid in full. You know what they say, oh, you got a record deal, they must be giving those away. Hey, don't get hot, cause your boyfriend got a couple pairs of my panties in the drawer with his socks. Stop, you wasn't around and it was going down. Well, he was going down, you know me and you know the style. So please know that I'll take your smile and flip it around. You huff and puff while I'll blow the shit down. Clown, just put your nose on while I put the flows on. Everywhere I go, you know that it goes on. The fuel to the fire, now watch me flame. No shade, but before anything, I gotta get paid. Uh-huh. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they can't. I smoke the kind of dank that'll make poor faint. So pick up, man, the caller's on the line. You know, it's live before you even come inside. And when you guard me, there ain't no weak side. I am the original, you better get it right. Together stepping up to me. Guess who?
I got
chicks trying to sound like me, but they can't know why.
I am the original.
Chicks trying to sound like me, but they wait. So what they need to do is fall back. A million chicks trying to do what I do, but out of a mill, I only. With a few. If you're trying to get money, chick, give us a try. Y'all do you and let me do I. Cause the bigger they are, the harder they fall. You know, when you're hitting the ground, that's all that they know. If po-po question me, look, here's how it goes. It goes, I know nothing and that's all that I know. Now listen to the beat, peep how I ride it. The ends get hard and the tips get excited. See what I'm working with? You won't be undecided. My cookie's so good you can't put none beside it. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they way off. 25-8, babe, never took a day off. Stuck to my hustle and it definitely paid off. I go hard like every day is a playoff.
Creativity,
Iodon exclusive. You rappers are in trouble, man. Together stepping up to me. Guess who?
Is brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food, it's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal!
Cars that break down!
Speed!
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit!
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your tie!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because it's Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell!
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait.
Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's car.
I want that white girl, I want that white girl. Yeah, I see you black, but I want that white girl. I want that white girl, I want that white girl. Yeah, I see you red, but I want that white girl. I'm talking about that yay. I move a lot of yay. I cook a lot of yay. I sell a lot of yay. I'm trapping booming yay. I'm hustling serving yay. I'm trapping booming, yeah. I'm hustling, serving, yeah. I want that white girl. I want that white girl. Diana got me paid. Hey. Diana got me ballin' and toppin' on them chrome blades. Hey. 100 grand off in my safe. And I stay fresh in my brand new J's. Hoes see me and it be all up on me, cause they know I boom their yay. Cook it, chop it, bag it, serve it. Get it for the low, sell it for the high. And I stay sharp with 2 chrome 4 5. Ain't about to let a nigga take my wife. Taking my girl, that's taking my life. Me and Diana gon' ride till we die. Blast off, get money like a real bad guy. Blast off, get money like a real bad guy. I'm talking about that yay. I move a lot of yay. I cook a lot of yay. I sell a lot of yay. I'm trapping booming yay. I'm hustling serving yay. I'm trapping booming yay. I'm hustling serving yay. I want that white girl. I want that white girl. Yeah, I see you black. But I want that white girl. I want that white girl.
Black
in the days I was a fiend. Snort cocaine until my nose bleed. Went in the streets, fucking up my dreams. Now I'm the dope king, doing what it takes to feed my seeds. I'm a G in these streets, getting money don't mean shit to me. Since I married Diana, I'm pushing keys from overseas. Got niggas sticking to spin them G's. I'm on top of my game, serving niggas from Egypt to Maine. I've earned the name, the candy man. Sang a can, it gon' never change. I'm the type of nigga who like nice things. From candy paint to diamond rings. The fat booty bitch with
I'm
some rings.
I move a lot of yay, I kiss a lot of yay, I sell a lot of yay. I'm trapping booming yay, I'm hustling serving yay. I'm trapping booming yay, I'm hustling serving yay. I want that white girl, I want that white girl. White girl, keep calling for me. Kinda wake up in the morning, get back on my feet. Gotta put a coke in the pot, watch it bubble up. Add a little water, watch the shit rise up. Put on the plate, chop it up, bag it up. Roll it to the blunt, let's get fucked up. Lock jaw in this bitch, I'm so fucked up. Lock jaw in this bitch, I'm so fucked up. Sometimes I wish it would rain on me. This coke can't take this pain from me. These niggas gon' bring insane out of me. These niggas gon' bring insane out of me. These niggas don't want no beef in these streets. These niggas don't want no beef in these streets. I'm talking about that Jay. I move a lot of yay. I kiss a lot of yay, I sell a lot of yay. I'm trapping booming yay, I'm hustling serving yay. I'm trapping booming yay, I'm hustling serving yay. I want that white girl, I want that white girl.
Now Christina Aguilera around here, we like to call a little dirty Diana. Come drag a line, is that prime? We'll leave you in a panorama. Hearing voices calling to me from in the fucking distance with great goose feeling. And if her legs are open, then she's flipping and switching while I'm sipping. Writing it got me feeling outrageous. There's no time to discuss this. No dirty Diana, so fresh is like to call it a business relation.
I'm talking about that trick. I move a lot of yay, I kiss a lot of yay, I sell a lot of yay.
I'm trapping booming yay, I'm hustling serving yay. I'm trapping booming yay, I'm hustling serving yay.
I want that white girl, I want that white girl.
Baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
That's real, because we is working up in this motherfucker, y'all. They, I'm going to tell y'all, man, listen. Because this right here gets rebroadcast in my hood, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody on Trey 434-9881 Trey, you know what I'm saying? You know, and so being that, I pump this shit up pretty loud, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to all my neighbors, you know what I'm saying, out there listening to this here broadcast, you know what I'm saying? And also make sure, man, if y'all want to be live, I mean live, this pops off every day from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in, you ain't even got to be online. It's 347-237-5125. And you know what I'm saying, you can just listen over your cell phone, you know what I'm saying? You can sit over in your house phone or whatever, put it on speakerphone, and guaranteed, man, we doing things, doing real big things. You're going to hear artists you don't heard from the hood. You're going to hear artists that you ain't never going to hear because they ain't from your hood. But because they're on Wrecking the Game Radio, worldwide radio, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do, trilateral style. So we take all the music, man, and we push it from Florida to Cali to Texas to Australia to Las Vegas to Louisiana to New York to Boston to Jamaica to we got a million fucking places, man. You know what I'm saying? We really doing big things, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just ride with us, man. Roll with Wrecking the Game and get rolled the fuck over. That's all I can tell you. Coming up like 24 minutes, man, you know, at the top of the hour, we got the nutty news of the day, you know what I'm saying? Nothing news that you ain't never heard nowhere but yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And one message to all my motherfucking youths, youthuses out there. pull your motherfucking pants up. Your neighbors, your community is sick of seeing you motherfuckers walk around with your goddamn shorts hanging to your motherfucking ass. You silly niggas that's got 3 and 4 fucking pants on just so you can have your fucking ass hanging out and shit. All right? You lucky I ain't got a motherfucking BB gun. I'll be shooting you niggas in your motherfucking ass. And you stupid ass motherfucking white boys trying to follow behind in these dumb ass niggas' footsteps. I got some pellets for you stupid motherfuckers too. What am I? Hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. All right. Hold on, people. Because I got somebody hailing me to come on board, but I got to release this shit on you. You pants sagging motherfuckers out there. Pull your fucking pants up. Motherfuckers. Pull your fucking pants up. Alright, I got somebody hailing me out of 408. This is a straight low records hail. He's hitting me up on the communicator. And I got to bring him in, people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold on one quick second. After y'all hear the doors open, man, my dog will be on board. And but the doors might get a little sticky because I'm running out of lemon juice. Space lemon juice. Let's try this, y'all. All right, you're aboard, brother. Let me open the doors, brother. Hold on. Hold on. I got to open the doors. I'm sorry. The motherfucking lemon juice is acting up. And it's starting to freeze up on. Here we go, people. Come on in, brother. What's happening?
What's happening, DJ? Smells so good in the smell.
There he is. Fucking live, man. You know you missed that damn Tasha. She popped in early, though, but she did, you know, pop in, check out, then, you know, Tasha. Tasha Triple X. You know, she's going on she going to Hollywood today.
States of America?
Yeah. She going to Hollywood and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I did tell her to check the archives because she missed the fucking
funniest
goddamn show right now, fucking all time. I mean, that bitch there was another classic show like the prank phone calls and shit.
Oh, man, that show started off a little bit slow, but I'm telling you, right when the news was about to start, that shit blew up. I tell you,
shit was... Go back and listen to the Goofy Bone show now. Y'all got to listen. This is last night's show. This is a 12 a.m. show, Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
It was Wet Hot Wednesday on 186. Deuce, the worldwide radio show, people. Check out the archives. If you're in for some laughs, check out the archives, bitches.
There was funny. I mean, oh. The shit with the fucking white dude.
Fuck. Hey, fuck you.
This is Charles, Dad.
From Milwaukee. Shout out to my Milwaukee 10 folk out there.
Oh,
my broke niggas.
Man, that shit there is too funny, man. Fucking Romulans. I got Romulan music.
Fucking Romulan.
Play some Romulan music, you know what I'm saying? Real quick. You know, shouts out to Goofy Bone for making this Romulan defeater music, you know what I'm saying, to shut down all the fucking Romulans from Milwaukee. Little motherfucker. Coming right back. Start your smelly pride. Bitch. Get in the fucking studio. Get out of the shoebox.
I didn't see a gun, just a bitch near, yapping his gums, yeah. Clothes so poor, looking like a Goodwill, but you know the nigga, his name is Jay Wills, giving Milwaukee a very bad name, his ass should be hung in that cemetery, these niggas like you ain't worth a penny, within the building and your bitch miss Piggy, looking like some jokes, looking like some clowns, trying to diss me, but you only made me laugh now, it's fucking funny looking at you scrawny niggas, my slingshot will kill you, I don't need to pull no triggers, you niggas all so phony, which would be the fast ride, nigga go get a job before you're homicide, keep trying, I
don't think they get it. Keeping Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Will's in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B-O-N-E. What the fuck is in the building? A scrawny, nappy head, nigga, now it's time to hurt feelings. Smoking on weed, trying to be cool. Bitch, I'll slap you, cause you a hoe too. A tiny little nigga trying to disrespect. Just one more nigga I gotta put in check. With your blue and white stripe on, looking like a zebra. Don't you know I'm a lion and I'll fucking eat ya. Niggas in the struggle better step up their game. You niggas are so broke, I didn't see a gold chain. Claiming Milwaukee, but you small like a jockey. In your bucket ass ride, nigga, come and stop me. You want a war? Nigga, you got it. Get your bitch ass up out the closet. Is that fuck to me like a real man? And when you fall, you're out the building, man. Keeping Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Will's in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B-O-N-E. And last but not least, we got a fat hoe. They call her Miss P.I.G. just to let you know. Bitch is hungry, she ate all the donuts. But she stinks, smelling like coconut. With the dirty ass shirt she be wearing. And with that dog, bitch, who you staring? I hope it's not me, cause I carry a gun. Step up with the mud and trick, you be done. Just one more fat bitch dead on the street. I had to handle my beat because it's so sweet. Having junior high kids clown on me, but they're crowning themselves a little wannabe. Jay Will's in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all motherfuckers just don't get it. Motherfuckers learn how to rap if you're gonna fucking attack somebody.
Avon calling.
Avon, mother, where the dogs at? Get the dogs. Get the fucking dogs. We got no dogs. Oh, fuck, I gotta go buy some dogs. Ain't this a bitch? All right, Avon. Punk ass motherfuckers. Got no dogs for you. But I walk them goddamn guns. Huh? Fucking right. Fucking right. Alright, hit this. Y'all hold on. Y'all gotta hit this thing with some lemon juice. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Yeah, there we go. Let's see if this works. If that works. Damn, don't we keep fucking down.
Yeah, we live here on Thursday.
Hey, that ain't it.
It's not so good. You know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock trade four regardless. That's my life. Trade four for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though.
Yeah, shouts out to SFN Visuals, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, my homeboy Sleepy J, you know what I'm saying, representing. And, yeah, not Seti J, you know what I'm saying, Sleepy J. And,
hey, I'm going to be on mute. I'm going to be at the bank real quick.
Oh, well, shit, go ahead and get me about 400 out there, you know what I'm saying? You know,
400 oh, pennies, that is.
400 pennies, that is. All right, well, hey, people, we got somebody else hailing.
Beam me to the bank.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hold on, I guess. Yeah, people, I do got direct beaming, so if y'all need, you know what I'm saying, to get somewhere direct, stop being old school, holler at me. I'll send you on over there. Let's go. All right, got 954 finna bring up in the building, got to bring him up in the building. And, yeah, beam him on board here, people. Hold on 1 second. 954. You are now on board the Starship Smelly Prize. Are you on board? Yes, you are on board. Thought my lemon
yes,
juice
sir.
Wasn't working. What's happening? How you doing today? Welcome to the show. Hello? Okay. I guess they got ran out of their space gas and... yeah, I do sell space gas, people, so if y'all need some space gas to power up your ship, holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying? I got it. And, yeah. I guess that's what happened with Dell. They must have ran out of damn space gas or something. But Anyways, 954 caller, call back. If you want to holler, if not, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Two tears in a bucket. I'll be my motherfucking self aboard. You know what I'm saying?
Beam me aboard. Energize. Energizing.
Damn right, I'm back. I'm back. Wow, I'm here. Shit. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to get into one little new cut, y'all. This is Christelle. Yeah, Excess Vibration. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, call 727-578-9941. You know what I'm saying? To the Tampa Bay's Wild 94.1. And request Super D featuring Janu. Take it on down on your local radio. Well, on the radio station, because it ain't local to you, but, you know, no matter where you at, that's what you got a cell phone for. That shit reaches. All right? Here we go, y'all. Y'all check this new shit out, and we're going to beam back in just a second. You know what I mean? Okay. I don't know what the hell that is. I got to get that shit off my damn switch, because I keep wanting to play her fucking song, and the shit ain't even her damn song. And I keep forgetting that. Yeah. So, okay. I'm not going to even worry about that. So I was going to play that for y'all. That's a hot song. I got it off of damn MySpace. But y'all can check her out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell the MySpace info is, so fuck it. I get to you later on. Yeah. And just to give y'all a little info about my little man, 34th Chelsea Street. Where y'all can come and get the best $2 holler mix CDs. Yes, I said it right. $2, man. You got $2. Y'all ass can be riding down the street jamming the goddamn DJ Smell So Good. Hard. And I sell my shit $2 and not $5 like the rest of these crony ass niggas that set up on the corner and shit. Because I break records, people. I break records, all right? I'm not in this shit for profit, because if you're doing what the fuck you're supposed to be doing, you will make profit out of it. So stick to the local artists. Stick to the indie artists. Stick to the indie entertainers. Pump them up. Get them to where the hell they trying to be. And I guarantee you, in return, you will find yourself in that same fucking place. But if you're trying to be a crab-ass asshole like a lot of these old fuck-ass DJs out here is, you just get the middle finger. But big up to Hood Boogie, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Hood Boogie and that's Rock and Frank, you know what I'm saying? They doing something real big on Fridays, y'all. If you happen to be in Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying? Check out U-Boy City, you know what I'm saying? Friday nights at the club upper level, you know what I'm saying? Which is now the something super duper sports complex. Yeah, they doing it real big, though. You know what I'm saying? All indie artists, y'all can come down here, perform. They going to have the little bucket naked dancers, you know what I'm saying, in the VIP. You're going to have some of everything going on. It's a nice club, you know what I'm saying, nice, a lot of things to do. So, yeah, you can dance or go there. And hit me up on Twitter, people, if y'all trying to find out what's the latest info. It's twitter.com/DJ Smell So Good. Hit me up on the Twitter. You know, or send me an email, smellybtr@live.com, or hit me up at Trilateral Radio, and that's 4202 North 34th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. Yeah, you can send anything, man, for anything that's Trilateral related, whether it's nutty news of the day, whether it's a crazy question from my homeboy Goofy Bone Show, or whether it's a question. A meaningless question with no answer. Some shit like that, said it, Jay, keep coming up with. Crazy-ass thing. But either way, you know what I'm saying? You got something you're trying to get out there, music or whatever, you want to send us a CD, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to email it and make it personal, or you want to send press kits, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all send your press kits, too. That's very important. And you, once again, you know what I'm saying? Send that to 4202 North 34th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610, attention, Trilateral Radio, Trilateral, yeah, Trilateral Radio, and we'll get it in, we'll get it in, we'll get it in, because we some fucking DJs and MCs, I guess that works, yeah, well, all right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I let my own boy tell y'all better. You know what I'm saying? This is Will. Getting it in. We're coming back with some John New, y'all. Hottest female rap artist in the motherfucking South. Starship Smelly Prize, bitches.
Dinner time. I'm bringing heat to a track like it's summertime. You lames overstressing, but me, I'm feeling fine. Cause I don't wanna race and you ain't touch the finish line. Fuck a hater, he can suck a dick if he play me. Tripping, I have to crack a bottle like Shady. Rappers think I'm crazy, cause we ain't in the same space. Hoes think I'm bougie, cause we ain't got the same taste. But I'ma get it, my flow is too exquisite. Got a one track mind, so it's money in my vision. You a trick, that's fine. Sugar daddy to them bitches, but I gotta get a meal. But they put me in the trenches. My grind is television. I'm headed to the top. I ain't fucking with no snitches. They fucking with the cops. So it's back to the spot just to get it how I live. They call me an old soul, cause I tell it how it is. If you gon' go hard, nigga, I'ma go harder. Lames can't stand me, cause I'm a shit starter. I get up on the track and beat it up and have it screaming like, wee-hoo-wee, like Bobby V and Mr. Carter. Something like Charter, cause dirty I'm everywhere. You can make it rain, go and throw your money in the air. But I'ma stack it up, my hoes, they gon' back it up. I'm coming for that number one spot, I ain't slacking up. They see me blowing up because I got a master plan. I once was down, but now I'm bouncing back like rubber bands. I'm in the midst of haters, but still I'm in demand. To be the hottest rap nigga that is known to man. So what you haters saying, this music will never change. It ain't no room for a spitter like me in the game. They wanna dance to the music and her ringtones. Do the stanky leg or kiss me through the camera phone. But fuck that, man, it's time to put them hammers on. Beastin' in the game like I'm straight up out the Amazon. I'm so far, damn gone, like I'm Drizzy Drake. So when you hear them 808, you come that heartbreak. I got my car straight, pussy, you are all late. I'm about to fuck the game, but this shit is foreplay. And I'ma do it my way. So don't be surprised when this young nigga say, say I do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in.
MC.
In the game of checkers in life, sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions in life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney. We'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage and Pawn is located at 1540 Broadway, New York, New York, 10036.
Six. And don't forget, people, this program.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Beam homeboy back aboard. All right, people, we's back on board the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
Oh, no, I just left the bank. I just said, told the banker, thank you, have a nice day, and you just zapped me back. Hey, that was perfect timing.
Oh, my bad. Hey, bro, you know, that's what
perfect timing, perfect timing.
When you put the lemon juice on it, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, you just space lemon juice.
Hey, but the question is, I know there ain't no grocery stores out in outer space. How the fuck you get the lemon juice from up there?
Nah, man, it's a special hood. based lemon juice that's only concocted in the hood.
You better not be mixing gasoline with Sprite, man. I'm telling you, that's not lemon
juice.
Hey,
shh. can't tell the secret, man. Damn. Because of you, man, got to make a call. Shit. Damn, man.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggin-Kiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin-Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggin-Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Can you dig it?
That's what I should have did last night.
Can you dig it?
Oh, we needed that. We needed that. I ain't even thinking about that. We needed them calls right there because we should have played one of them in between. Stupid motherfuckers calling in.
If I get my hands on you, you little son of a bitch, I'm about to
get you. Oh, man. Hell no. Nah. Yeah, have to get there and just chop that little piece out of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit, that was funny, though.
Oh.
Shouts out to last night, people.
Accomplished.
Y'all wasn't them.
People.
Nah. Yeah, because y'all wasn't them, man. I'm telling you, y'all missed it.
Y'all missed that.
I mean, shit funnier than this, you know
Hello,
what I'm saying?
I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses.
Put down your glass.
Ivana Tinkle.
Oh, man, as corny as that is, shit is funny.
Bar, you little son of a bitch, I'm going to strangle you in the woods and throw dead cats in your mouth.
What the fuck is that? Man. Yeah, that shit, that's too funny, though. I'm definitely on that, you know what I'm saying? Take a quick time out for a local hood sponsor. You know what I'm saying? Local hood sponsor wants to give old shout out to the show, you know.
What's good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ For The People, Fuck The Police. You know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
Going down. So shouts out to the hood, you know what I'm saying? We are broadcasting live right now, but rebroadcasting live in the hood at 9 p.m., from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., you know what I'm saying? I rebroadcast live on 3rd and 4th and Chelsea Street, man, so everything we do here is what? Reheard to the hood, to the hood. So shout out to Trey Folk, man. Yeah, man, yeah, definitely. That's what I do at nighttime, though, when I go set up, like last night, you know what I'm saying? That's how everybody heard us last night. That was broadcast to the motherfucking hood, live.
Well, since you're broadcasting live and this is a tape delay, shout out to Trey Foe up there in Tampa, Florida. Much love from Northern California. I'm Goofy Bone from San Jose. Y'all know, motherfuckers, I love y'all. But remember that shit. And shout out to DJ Potty Time. And, of course, my homeboy DJ Smell So Good from Wrecking the Game Radio.
And miss, damn, I ain't got that skit loaded up. I'm gonna load that one up.
Man, that's gonna cost you about $100 right there.
Yeah, I'm talking about the one you did for the She Fine. That was when I first sent you that song.
Oh,
called up. You was like, "Flow weed, duh." You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna upload that whole. Cause I played that the last time. Bitches was like, "Goofy, you on Goofy Ball Show?" I thought this was Smell Show. Motherfucker. When you come in, that's how it sounds like I'm on your show. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm on the wrong.
Motherfuckers, we all the same show. That's all I gotta say. We all the same show.
Yeah, all the same. Trilateral radio, baby. You don't get no.
But if I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna hang you in the bushes and throw starving cats in your mouth.
Throw dead rats in your butt. Like, how do you throw a rat in somebody's butt? Right. Okay. But, shouts out to that, man. That shit that was too crazy. But, yeah. You already know what time it is, people. It's time to get off into it and play my motherfucking theme music. Oh, yeah. I ain't got my porn music loaded up yet, y'all. But Oh, wait a minute. I got to load my porn music up. That's right. Man, you heard about Krispy Kreme, right?
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme falling and shit, about to go bankrupt.
Yep.
Fucking Krispy Kreme's fucking dumbasses. That's part of the news, top of the hour, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we're going to be.
Need a $100 money order, but.
Fucking. Shouts out to Am Scott. If you're not an Am Scott getting free money orders, what the f*** are you doing, brother? Uh-oh. What time is it, people?
No, my dad loves the Yankees, so another day in the playoffs. So I rep them. Huh?
Yank D's.
Can you give me a pack?
That's time. Motherfucking Yank D's. Shouts out to the Yank D's. Yeah. New York Yank D's.
We live on the radio. Shouts out to Econo Liquors, our liquor store on the east side where we go hang out every motherfucking day. Boss, thank you.
So you ain't got whatchamacallit,
thanks.
Y'all ain't got no Am Scots up now?
Somewhere?
Am Scots. Am Scots.
The fuck is Am Scots?
The check cashing place.
Oh no. Nah. Econo Liquors, you can cash checks right there.
No, well, I mean, I'm just saying, Am Scott is a, you know, they give free money orders and all that bullshit.
Thanks, bro.
Which is ass backwards now. They give you a fucking free money order, but unless you take that bitch to the bank and deposit it, they're going to charge you for cashing the goddamn money order.
Oh, really? How much they charge you?
I don't give a shit. It's a damn fee. If I only had a goddamn $1 money order and you charge me goddamn 30 cents off of it, well, shit, I'm shorter than a motherfucker. That means I can't go buy me one cigarello for $1. I'm fucked up. And I was only paid in money orders.
You're fucked. You're fucked.
I was like, shit. It's all good. Fuck it. You already know.
Hey, shout out to Tampa, Florida, man. You know, I love Tampa, man.
Well, hey, everybody seems to love fucking Cali, so shots the fuck out to Cali, because, shit, that's where everybody seems to be fucking packing up. And
here, Cali's there, but motherfucking Tampa. Not only do y'all got some fine-ass women, y'all got some pretty women. Over here, we got some cute ones, but we don't got no pretty ones. We got some hot, sexy, good fucks, but, you know, y'all got some pretty women out there.
He said good fucks.
You know what I mean?
Good fucks.
What, is that bad to say?
Hell, no. Nah. Nah, I
nobody believes in good fucks.
Hey, just like wedlock, brother. Do you believe in it?
Oh, wedlocking it all day.
Wedlocking, what is wedlocking? Is that something like pop locking? When you're married, is that what that is? Like,
like, bitch, you don't know what that is?
Oh man, people don't know, man. People just don't. People still think that the goddamn world is flat. So, fuck. You know.
It is
Demi.
Flat.
Demi.
It is flat. Y'all didn't notice?
Yeah. Yeah, when you're laying down, that bitch flatter than a motherfucker because you're on your
back,
goddamn it.
Exacto mundo.
But you looking up, what the fuck do you see? Do the sky look flat? Do the sky look like that bitch straight across? See, this is what confuses me, you know, back in the day. If you lie down on your back, look up at the sky, what the fuck does it look like? What does the sky, shape of the sky look like?
It look round.
It look like a half a dome. Okay, so if the sky look like a half a dome, how the fuck can the world itself be flat? Okay, the ground that we're walking on, yeah, it's flat. It's a flat plane. All right, I understand that. But nothing else is flat about this planet. I mean, this is a round planet. We stay in a big-ass circle, a sphere, you know, which is a circle. So where did the world is flat, where did that come from? Where did that theory come from?
The theory came from the map back in the days, in the Christopher Columbus days. All their maps, they were all like square. You know, they only had a certain amount of area. So they thought that square area was the world.
Because you guys got to realize, back in the days, there was no imagination. There was no television. There was no nothing. So you had to just motherfucking go on blind instinct.
Well, we had that. They didn't have that. Niggas been navigating on ships with navigation compasses and all that shit since. But, you know, we just don't get no credit for that old fuck shit. But, hey, you know. But that shit's been there, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you credit right now.
Thank you, brother. But that's just like that's the fuck we all fucked up for now. Bitches want credit and shit. Fuck that. Give me some cash. Keep your goddamn MasterCard. Shit, fucking credit. Credit you can forget it, like the goddamn dope man tell you. Shit.
Well, right now, I'm going to buy everything for Vegas right now.
Yeah, everybody keep talking about what's up with the room. I'm like, hey, I ain't worried about no room. I know how to survive. I just need to get enough shit. I ain't worried about nothing else. Just getting there. As long as I get there, I'm going to have me some fucking fun.
I'm going to tell you right now, the motherfucker, we going to have some motherfucking fun.
Going down.
And that's guaranteed, people. Y'all
ain't with it. I'd be wise because it's going down his damn birthday, too, that weekend, y'all.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Now, serious people, if y'all ain't to join us for November 5th through the 9th, y'all are going to miss out on the motherfucking world. Not only are we going to do some wild, crazy stunts live in Las Vegas, Nevada, but we're going to be out there. Every single one of the Trilateral Commission is going to be out there.
Know that. And, yeah, we're going to be having some fucking fun, man. So, y'all already know, man. Let me go ahead and get this thing crunk up and start my motherfucking porn music. You know what I'm saying?
You don't got no porn music.
Oh, shouts out to Timmy. That's my little retarded kid. I got a retarded kid.
Oh,
now.
You got a retarded kid now on your
affirmative
show?
Affirmative action, brother. Affirmative action. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck
it,
A.
I got that, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to
Timmy!
Alright, there you go, you little retarded fucker, you. Yeah. Don't forget, people, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't like us talking about retarded.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Fucking retards. Alright, y'all, it's time for another news of the day. You know what I'm saying? And this porn music is brought to you by Taboo Porn Music. Yeah,
Taboo.
Right. Taboo. I don't know what you want. I got Debbie Does Dallas and Taboo, so Taboo sounds more pornish.
Did you steal my music? You stole my music.
This is my funk, man. you hear my funk? Yeah.
Motherfucker done stole my music.
I gotta pump my shit up a little bit. Hold on. A little.
You should have downloaded all of them. All of them are the shit.
Nah, some of them kind of suck. Some bitches suck. They didn't sound like porn music. Sound like some shit. I want that 70s porn music thing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Grooving, y'all. We grooving, y'all. We finna take this thing all the way around the world, y'all. You know what I'm saying? First of all, shouts out Straight Low Records. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone, Bruce. Used to be in the sky. Punk ass laying up on a bitch ass. And she ain't even have a cute ass little son of a bitch you, but still got love for you, homie. Yeah. And we taking this thing to Albany, New York, people. And this is where y'all keep. You cannot depend on a motherfucking GPS device. All right? No North Star, none of that shit. All right, that shit got flaws in it now. Because GPS causing truckers to crash into bridges is the main fucking reason why. All right, yeah. New York State wants to crack down on truckers who rely on satellite devices to direct them onto faster but prohibited routes and end up crashing into overpasses that are too low for their rigs. Stupid motherfuckers. Governor David Patterson proposed penalties including jail time and confiscation of trucks to come down on drivers who use GPS global positioning systems to take more hazardous routes and end up striking bridges. Damn. So, yeah, all you motherfucking big truck drivers out there, Your ass is better get back to map reading, goddammit. You know, you've been fucking lazy and shit. Trying to use some goddamn GPS and shit. Fucking lazy.
For real, back in the days with truck drivers, I know because Big Grizz is a truck driver. He used to, he still uses it. He don't use no GPS bullshit.
He uses
the book map.
Goddamn GPS, fucking lazy man. Tell me where to fucking go, device and shit. Hell to the nah. That bitch is directing your ass off a cliff like a couple of other motherfuckers did. Shots out the North Star, you know what I'm saying, where the chick was using the goddamn GPS, and the shit sent the ass into the hood. She almost got fucked up. Other chick, North Star, the shit almost sent her onto the wrong fucking path. Yeah, she almost went off a cliff. North Star, all you North Star fucking users out there. Shit. Y'all better get them old atlases and maps out, goddammit. Get back to reading. Dumbing y'all asses down and shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Fuck it, though. Hey, shouts out to the St. Louis Rams, y'all. Yeah. Well, that's where we at. Where Limbaugh dropped from group seeking to buy Rams. Huh? No, we ain't talking about Rush Limbaugh. Not that.
Yeah,
fat fuck. Come the hell on.
Race
conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh thankfully has been dropped from a group seeking to buy the St. Louis Rams. Yeah, Limbaugh was to be a limited partner in a bid. The group will move forward without him. The move was hailed by the Reverend Al Sharpton, one of the most vocal critics of Limbaugh's bid. Before getting dropped, Limbaugh said he had no intention of backing out. You pill-popping, a fucking prescription pill-popper at that. What kind of dumb shit is that?
Hold on. Can I intervene real quick?
Yeah.
Now, I tried to buy the Oakland Raiders years ago. Now, the NFL, all the owners get to vote to see if they want to do that or not. Now, of course, they voted no because they don't want no motherfucking Mexican gangster owning the motherfucking Raiders. So that's what they did to Rush Limbaugh. They fucking said hell to the no and fucking threw his ass.
Yeah, he's going to be taking all the players' goddamn pain pills. You guys don't need that. You're fucking millionaire football players. Suck it up. Give me those pills. Pill-popping ass fag. Fuck Rush Limbaugh. Punk ass. All right, check it out, y'all. We taking this motherfucking shit to the juices loose. That's right. We in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio. Well, a lottery hoax causes a riot at a Coach. Who the fuck got a Coach store? A Coach store? All right. Yeah. A woman being driven around in a rented limousine pulled up at a Coach store and announced she'd won the lottery and would pay for everyone's purchases, but she ended up causing a riot when customers realized it was a hoax. Yeah. Yeah. Angry customers threw merchandise around and looted, leaving the store looking as though a hurricane had passed through it. Linda Brown was arrested after an hours-long shopping spree. God damn. Hell to the nah. This bitch rented a limo, probably like $25. You know, limousines ain't shit to rent nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Gas all high and shit. They welcoming bitches to getting them old jacked up motherfuckers. So, damn, that was a hard scheme. That was a hard-ass scheme. I might
hey,
have to try that shit.
I want you to check your BTR, your BTR mail, because I'm going to send you a little message from a fan from last night's show. Oh my god. You gotta see this shit, Smelly. This is some motherfucking shit.
Hell to the no. That shit. All right, once again, man, gotta thank y'all, because last night, man, I'm telling you, that shit there was just some extraordinarily funny fucking shit. And, yeah. Y'all motherfuckers did that. Whoever the fuck y'all was, y'all did that. Thank you, Milwaukee. Can't have it,
motherfuckers. If it was Milwaukee, I'd be so happy for them. Because they made it.
Man.
They They made a show a show. I'll tell you that, the damn show.
Yeah, no, that, hey, you know. I'm taking it now.
Yeah.
And I ain't there yet.
Okay. All right, checking now. Shout out to John New, the fine-ass baby girl up in Tampa, Florida, doing it live. And y'all people better call 94.1 and request her song. Break it on down, people.
Yeah, I got a damn do a drop for that, too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. Let me do a drop, my homeboy.
Yo, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy Jit Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the solo.
Bet you little niggas yet, but all right.
Shit, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I feel you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is, holding it down. Jook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Breaking the Game Entertainment. All that support, we out of here.
Yeah, and this is from a lady from last night, y'all. Okay, so it's almost 4 in the morning, and I can't stop thinking about what I would do if I had your sexy ass in my bedroom. Now, people, this is a letter written to Goofy Bone about the shit that popped off last night. Like, put y'all in perspective of what the fuck was going on. And, for starters, the striptease is out. And we had a question because it was suck my dick. What the fuck was it? Suck my dick fucking Wednesday and shit.
It was wet, hot Wednesday.
Ah, man. But it ended up turning into, are you sucking my dick? You know what I'm saying? And that's how it was. That's how you answer the phone. So,
you want to say what?
Damn, what's that? Damn, I had a skit off of fucking Trick Daddy. The nigga come on and be like, hey, girl, who dick you sucking? He's like, what? Bitch, I know you sucking somebody's dick. Who dick you sucking? I ain't sucking nobody's dick. Bitch, you lying. You lying, bitch. Anyways, it says, instead, I think, I don't know about her. She talking about David, doing some David Carradine type shit. Instead, I think I would tie your hands, because the first time you're going to look and watch, but not touch. That fucking freak. Then I would slowly kiss your neck, down your chest, trace my tongue down your stomach, going lower and lower. Fuck, damn, just say suck some dick. Take you into my mouth and, all right, that sounds sexual. And nothing, whoa, suck you until you have nothing left to take. Wow. Did Tasha send this?
No. No, this
shit.
This is
sucking and swallowing American? Fuck. American chicks don't suck or swallow?
This is that chick that when I called in, she called in, and then we asked her what she would do with me, and she said she would strip tease, and Lorita said, fuck that, I would just suck his dick or some shit.
Yeah, no. Watching as I ride, knowing that it is driving you crazy because you still can't touch me. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about touching your ass. As long as you give me some pussy shit. Man, and on then, huh?
Amen to that. Give us a pussy.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Tie me up, bitch. That means I ain't got to work. Shit, you can't blame it on me. Oh, he ain't do bitch because I was tied up. Shit. Well, then and on then, would I untie your hands and let you touch and take until neither of us have energy left to move. Rest for a little bit, and if you're up to it, what the fuck you mean? Stall, and if you're up to it, bitch, it's cold.
Yeah.
Fucking rest and then fuck again, shit. Well, anyways, that's what I would do if I had you in my bed. So, you know, so now you know. Now I want to know what you would do. Have a good day, sexy, and try to catch you tonight. Kisses, wow, wow, wow. Okay. Shouts out to that love letter. Number 68, and we owe you one.
Exactly. Amen to that.
Fuck no, man. Oh, you done popped the shit in the damn chat room. I'm looking like, fuck.
Oh, I tried to, but it was like too much. So I said, fuck the dumb shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She did write a little mini fucking paragraph and shit. Oh, just to let y'all know, man.
I'm rich, bitch.
I won the lottery. I'm coming to buy everybody Burger King. Bitches, meet me at 445 Canterbury Lane, Waka Waka Waka, Florida, at the Burger King. Once again, 458 Canterbury Lane, Waka Waka Waka, Florida, at the Burger King. I'm buying everybody. I just won the lottery. I'm buying everybody within the sound of my voice a free small fry. Fucking right. I'm not a baller, bitch. You know, hey, I'm just bowling. So, yeah. Meet me there. 45789 Canterbury Lane. You know, you ever know this motherfucker always switch up his shit every time he be trying to lie to you and shit. Like, damn, nigga, you just told me 3 digits. Now you came back with 4. You end off with 5. Like, what the hell are we going? Oh, just sit back home. We going to go about 4 blocks, dog. 10 blocks later and shit. You know what I'm saying? Looking for a weed man and shit. No, no. See, he's staring. Nigga, why is we in Georgia, nigga? We live in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is where the good weed at. This is where the good weed at. Nigga, please. I got to get up for work in the morning. Not really, but yeah. They already know, man. Got motherfucking,
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Oh, oh shit. Who the fuck is that? Oh, shit. The ship is hailing us.
Avon calling.
Get your goddamn ass away from my dope. Goddamn Avon. Sorry, people. Sorry, people. Wow. Gun went off accidentally then. I wasn't trying to shoot her again. I just wanted to pop a hole in her. You know, just to kind of scare her. I didn't want to kill her. Just, yeah. Shoot a toe off.
Don't be killing hoes in space, you dumb motherfucker, you.
Hey, man. Shit. I'm just falling in after the United States, all right? Shit.
Hey, what's up, Mo Blue? And just last night, they got a double deal.
No, what the hell is this? Everybody is doing this shit. I seen Coach K and Angel. Angel and Coach K. Mo and Just and Mo. Fucking, who else got this shit?
You know who's going to be? Partner, you know who's gonna be your partner? Do you know? Because Blog Talk Radio is picking partners, and we all gotta join partners with somebody. You know who's gonna be your partner?
Get my guns ready, people. Go ahead, brother, run it.
Club SON is gonna be your partner, so it's the Smelly and SON show.
The Smelly Son show. I'm smelly, son.
Get burned! Spend that taxpayer money!
Oh, man. Welcome to the Smelly Son. Smelly Son?
Smelly
Son.
You gotta
say it like that, too. Welcome to the Smelly Son Show.
Son Show.
Oh, man.
Team me up with?
No. Huh?
They're gonna team me up with motherfucking. With Miss PG.
Oh, Lord.
So it's Goofy's, it's PG's and Goofy's show.
It's the PG Goofy Bone Hour.
Goofy Bone Hour. No, it's the PG.
We ain't PG, goddammit. We ain't PG. We motherfucking rated X up in this motherfucker.
It's the PG Bone Hour live. Oh, hey, I'm 186 Point Milwaukee.
Hell fucking 186 Point Mill.
No, it's Mill Point Deuce, bitches.
Nobody knew about this hell record.
Oh, shit, no.
Crew, all right? You ready for it? Check that.
All right, throw my little skid in there, people, you know. Yeah, it's going down. Oh, wait a minute. I got to put my porn music back on, people. We got a couple of more. My bad.
You got to put it on. You got to put it on. I'm sorry I interrupted, but shit, I'm having a good time on Smelly Prize.
I'm bad, y'all. Here we go. Beaming this motherfucker back on, y'all. Oh, shit.
Hey, but hold on. How do I get one of those phasers you're advertising?
Oh, you got to go to Amazon.com and purchase that. You can actually click on the picture, and it will take you to purchase that. That is a Smelly exclusive Smelly Prize phaser that can only be purchased off of Amazon.com. And for everybody who purchases a Smelly Prize, Starship Smelly Prize phaser, I will send you a free Burger King coupon for a small motherfucking fry. Free. That bitch expires tomorrow, though.
Can I get one?
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Hey, but check it out. For real, though. You need to go to, I know you're going to do the little trick-or-treat type shit, right?
I don't know this year. Tell you the truth, I think I'm probably just going to go to a club, meet a chick, and go home and fuck her.
Oh, okay. I'm saying kids don't walk around the neighborhood and do that shit?
Oh, yeah. They. You know what? To be honest with you, in San Jose, last year, I think it was 18 kids got jumped for their candy. And
okay.
They had cops patrolling the streets and all that shit. So, I don't know.
How do you jump a motherfucker for candy? Oh, that's like my, shouts out to Miss B. Miss B is one of my homegirls, you know what I'm saying? And she throws a party every single year for her birthday out at the park, right? And she called it Off the Chain Cookout. Now this is a free event. Nobody ain't got to pay for shit. You just show up. You know what I'm saying? It's a know somebody type event. So everybody ain't going to be there unless somebody told you about it and then you just show up. I mean,
yeah.
She got 4 kegs of beer. What the fuck is that? It's probably damn Tasha. Oh, that's juicy. Oh, the juice is loose. It's hitting me, y'all. Y'all hold on a second. Juice
anyway.
Is loose.
We live on Wrecking the Game Radio, people.
What's up, Smelly?
DJ Smell So Good is communicating with the United States of America. We're in the, I guess you could say, the Smelly Ship Enterprise. You know, we're doing a lot.
Are you on a goofy show?
Nah, we on the Starship Smelly Prize. Well, I mean, you know we on the show from 12 to 2.
Come on, Juice. Her head's all juiced out, man. She just,
you know what I'm saying? The juice is loose. It's coming on board, y'all. We got the juice is loose. We'll be coming on board. We're going to beam up in just a second. It's real.
You know,
oh, y'all heard her, y'all. She's coming. All right, well, check it out, man. We're going to take this thing to Springfield. Shouts out of Springfield, Illinois, where a driver should have been smacked across his motherfucking head, but instead he was suspended for a pink tie. Yeah. Well, no, not really, because people, this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so wear what the fuck ever you want. That's in memory of that. All right. Well, an Illinois bus driver said he was given a 1-day unpaid suspension for wearing a pink tie in recognition of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yeah. William Bill Jones, 46, said he wore his pink tie to work with the Springfield Mass Transit District on the first Friday in October as part of a campaign encouraging men to wear pink on October Fridays as a reminder to women to get annual mammograms. All right, and I applaud you, Mr. Bill, for doing your actions. Middle finger to the Springfield Mass Transit District. Yeah, middle finger to you motherfuckers, man. Matter of fact, I got something for you. Yeah, hold on, y'all. We got a call to Springfield real quick. All right.
Call Mass Transit.
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch. Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
All right, people, we got to beam somebody on board. I got 614. Somebody's wetting up my,
I ever find my, I hope you won't dig dead cats in your mouth and then fuck your mother on a Tuesday.
Fuck your mother on a Tuesday.
No, that's a good one.
You got to beam the juice.
Bring
you
on
beam
the juice.
Loose. Juicy! Got him crazy. Got him. Got him. Oh, my bad.
What's up, Smelly?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Oh,
welcome,
man,
aboard the goddamn Starship Smelly Pride. Yeah, I had to Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry. I had to sell
thank
my radio station and upgrade to the Starship. So
that's what's up. I'm glad you made the board.
Hey, baby, this is, you know, not to be, this is one criteria that we do ask when you do come aboard, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Dude, I didn't hear it. I gotta hear it again. Hold on.
Cut on the cartoon, goddammit, because that is what we doing right here. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, to all the ladies that come on the show, all my female guests, you know what I'm saying? I do have, you know, just one, you know, criteria. You know what I'm saying? You step on the show.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Put them on the glass. Put them on the glass. You know what I'm saying?
Goofy, you hear
this
shit?
Oh, my God.
Make that old man crash.
Hey, but Juice, my show last night.
I believe it. I believe it.
Hey, on my show last night, Juice, I was like, Juicy, she's fine and all that, and she got a nice old booty.
Hey, yeah, then what I'd be, like Juicy.
She been in, Claude Hemmers. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Y'all nuts.
Oh, man, it is going down.
It's going down on the Starship.
Hey, now, you know, you was in, I just left, I just left Columbus, Ohio. Was you in at the coat store? Was you one of the proud recipients at the coat store? Did you get all your stuff paid for?
Hell no! I wish I would. I got over
there
too late.
Oh, no! You in Columbus, right?
No, that bitch is gone with the number, and they're putting.
Yo, you that shit was real.
That shit was real,
yo. Oh, hell to the dog, people.
She in the store. She only got to spend 5 stacks. And they told that bitch, you got to go. You causing mayhem up in here.
Whoa. I'm saying she really did have money, though.
Yeah, she got cake. I don't know. She spent 5 stacks. She was trying to spend it up. She said her family treated her like shit. And she ended up, whomever died, and she ended up with the money. Now she wants to share the wealth. Yeah, I got in my car.
Let me go fuck that chick. Where
hey,
she at?
For real, for real. I got to read more into this goddamn article
nobody
now.
Nobody
know
who she is. She rolled out. Police got her, though.
Yeah, I'm saying,
got her because she did spend some money.
Okay, Linda Brown was arrested Tuesday after an hours-long shopping spree that began when she hired a stretch Hummer limousine to drop her off at a Burlington Coat Factory. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Burlington Coat Factory.
Right.
Brown walked to a cash register and loudly announced she had won the lottery and would pay for each person's merchandise up to $500.
She didn't win the lottery. Her family, somebody left her money.
Yeah, she was telling people she won $1.5 million. But it ends up she didn't win anything. She had no money to pay for anything.
Yes, she did. She paid for $5,000 worth of stuff.
Damn, about an hour later.
When I got there, they wouldn't even let us in the store.
Juicy went up in there and be like, hey, bitches.
This is still weird. She said,
I wasn't looking for no clothes. I just was going to get a TV and get some weed.
Straight up.
I don't want no clothes.
Hey, Juice. Juice, you're like, hey, what about Goofy Bone said everything's for free, so fuck, let me take it.
Damn. It said about an hour later, Brown had the limousine driver take her to a bank to withdraw money, but she returned empty-handed. By then, store employees had called in 24 police officers to handle the crowd.
Yeah,
Shopper.
Some people came out with bags.
Yeah.
She had
Shandy
already
shop,
got people's stuff.
So yeah, she didn't need clothes.
And then
she
needed, they put
her out. And she said, how much is it? And she promptly wrote out a check. And paid the chick rent, though. So shouts out to that.
She paid the rent and she paid $5,000 worth of stuff. They put her out the store. They said she called them too much make camp.
Damn. That's,
you know,
but they say,
off,
they
and
say.
Then they let the crowd come. Then they wanted to blame it on her and go rest her ass. Shit, we was a
see, you try to do a good deed. You try to do a good deed.
You can't even do a good deed. You get put out.
See? So now when I win the lotto, people, because of that incident, I'm not going to give out money. Y'all
I'm
fuck
it. I'm
going to tell, the executives at 186.Deuce to stop giving out gift cards.
This chick, honestly, this chick was broke. This chick was broke. This chick fabricated. She didn't pay for it. She went in there lying to these people.
She paid for $5,000 worth of stuff.
She didn't pay for nothing.
So those were fake checks?
Exactly. This lady is right in fake fugazi. Because this says, Brown was arrested on 3 outstanding warrants for aggravated menacing, misuse of a 9/11 system, and causing false alarms. She was jailed late Wednesday. No charge been filed, but the limousine driver realized he wasn't going to be paid the $900 Brown owed him for the day's rental. He turned her ass into the police. He turned her ass into the police.
Dumb shit. That's like to ask for money up front.
Oh, God. Y'all crazy.
I mean, but you gotta look at that picture now. You feel me? If you pull up into a front, if any establishment in a stretch Hummer, that's saying I got clout. I don't give a shit if you know what I'm saying? And that limo driver, however fuck he got duped into it, she must have showed him or actually wrote him a fake-ass check.
Right.
And went on ahead and shot it to him. So he riding her ass around like, bitch, I'm paid. This bitch probably done shot me $2,000 on a check
I'm
and shit.
To fuck this
what? I'm riding.
Right.
And then at the end.
I'm riding.
Damn.
Cash, bitches. Cash, bitches.
Damn. Yeah, you talking about some motherfucking credit. Shit, credit, you can forget it.
The only credit got with the women in bed, and that's it.
Damn.
Damn, I'm crazy. But yeah,
wow.
Wait, Smelly, wait. Let me back up. I want to back up a little bit to your story. You said you was in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, well, you know.
And you didn't
chirp
me?
Oh, no. Nah, well, you know, I just chirped you, girl. I was just chirping you. To let you know I was here.
You in Columbus right now?
Yeah, for this story. And then I'm going to New York.
Where you at right now?
He's on a plane.
I was in Columbus, Ohio. After the lady duped me, I jumped back on the goddamn plane. I flew to fucking Springfield, Illinois, where this dude had a fucking pink tie on. I thought he was fruity. So I jumped back on the plane, and now I'm in New York, okay? World, a 2-inch knife hurts Eagle Scouts' chance for West Point. See, I'm all the way around the world, baby. I teleport everywhere. You keep forgetting I'm on the goddamn Starship Smelly Pride. I can beam. I can beam into your pants right now. Watch me. Hold on.
You better be careful. You might see some semen.
Watch out, guy. Watch out. It's not
juicing. I just love
Did you just hear that, people? Did we just hear semen talk? Did
yes,
she
I
just
did.
Say semen?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Oh, man. All right. Fucking semen, people.
Shout out to Miss Quiet Storm. I see Miss Quiet Storm up in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Miss Quiet Storm, you can beam. I beam your own girl if you want to come aboard. 347-237-5125, man. If y'all want to, fly around with the Starship Smelly Prize.
Juice, you ready for Vegas?
Yeah, baby, I'm going to go. I wasn't going to go at first.
What?
Because I heard some nonsense, but I'm going
to.
Oh,
yeah. You did.
Yeah, you
did.
You get too smelly.
Because the shit I had to cuss everybody out for that day when a bitch came up talking about the motherfucking shit has been rescheduled. How the fuck you going to reschedule some shit that the Trilateral Goddamn Commission scheduled and just popped out of our head and we made this fucking idea? All right? Ain't nobody have shit to do with this shit, and you really ain't got to motherfucking come if you don't want to goddamn come. But to spread rumors, to shut some shit down that we just all collectively put together, and this has no special meaning at all but to the people that are going to be there.
Right.
Anybody else, motherfuck y'all. Really? I don't give a shit.
Wasn't on,
you know, because that shit pissed me off when I heard that shit and whoever the fuck spread it.
It was the Juice name and it was another spin. But I ain't gonna say on the show. Yeah, it was another sound. I'm like, what the fuck?
I didn't know the hate rate was so in.
It right straight front up. I don't bullshit around. I'm not a funner. I ain't a fake bitch. I'm one of the realest you can ever encounter. But I'm coming because I know y'all definitely coming.
That shit, that is fucking crazy.
And it's gonna go down. Fuck it.
We gonna have fun.
I said, fuck Vegas. I called my boy. He owned his own liquor. BJ. Yeah. I said, I'm on my way to Miami. Fuck Vegas.
I'm on my way to Miami. Like, damn.
I think I might give away a million bucks.
So I'm saying, your homeboy, he's in Las Vegas that owns the liquor?
Nah, he in Miami.
Oh, okay. So you're going to shoot down there and get fucked
his
up.
His name is Victor Harbison. He owns his own liquor. You can check it on Google. Victor Harbison. They call him Taipan.
A black man?
B. Georgian. He live in Miami.
A black man?
Black man. We went to school together.
Damn, that's what I'm talking. Hey, shouts out to the black people making their own motherfucking liquor, man. They always portray us as just goddamn sucking up liquor and shit.
He got Shaq behind him. He got all kind of people behind him. When you get a chance, Google him. He's cool, too. He had this, whenever we want to do a Miami trip, he had this party at his house, his mansion, every Sunday, and it goes down at the pool.
Call his ass up. What his number is? Call his ass up. What his number is?
I called him. I went to voice, so he must be traveling.
Oh, sure. You know I call a motherfucker up in a minute. You know what I mean?
Get
him on the phone.
Together, and what I love about him.
Tell his ass.
I'm rich, bitch. He ain't changed.
That's real.
He's still that dude from the hood. You know, I'm saying if I ever need to come to Miami, I don't need a hotel. He got a hotel on the waterfront, but I can stay at his house. I like.
Hey, Smitty, what time are you gonna get there?
Yeah, when are you gonna get there?
I'm trying to plan on leaving Thursday, so it'll probably be like Friday morning. Now, my homeboy Ashwood. See, I don't know how long it'll take to drive. I plan on flying. See, my homeboy wanted to go, but he was like, if that's the case, we'll have to drive, though. So if we drive, then we'll have to leave Thursday, early Thursday morning, like 6 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? And then get there sometime that night or Friday.
I won't be there until Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm going to get there hella early because I'm going to get there about 8 o'clock in the morning because my flight, that's the early day. I got a cheap deal, $44 from San Jose to there.
You can't be there on that
bitch. I couldn't miss on that bitch.
Well, actually, it's $150-something for the flight from Florida.
Mine was $300.
Yeah, from Tampa to whatchamacallit. You got to use them whatchamacallit shits. What the fuck is it called? Well, William Shatner be on? Orbits or whatever the fuck? I'm going to use that.
Fuck, Orbits couldn't even give me a cheaper price on this shit.
What?
I'm
going to Vegas round trip for $142.
Yeah, that's good.
Damn.
That's about the same price for the hotel.
Yeah.
How much is the hotel? That's what I need to know.
They look up Wild Wild West hotel. It's $27. It's $27 a night, and I'm telling you.
Is it a good hotel?
Oh, it's perfect.
Okay.
I mean, we ain't going to be no fancy rich up in the Vegas hotel like on the strip. But, I mean, it's right off the strip, perfect view. Trust me, Juice, I wouldn't send you there, you know, because I'm going to be there.
How much is a suite over there?
Oh, suite? You're talking about $3,000-$4,000 a night?
Damn, at that place?
Oh, at the Wild West.
They ain't even got suites. That motherfucker said. Heavy, they got no suites, baby.
It's just like little, it's just like regular hotel. Like a, I don't know.
You mean no couches, refrigerators, or nothing in there?
No, there's no refrigerators. I mean, it just got beds and, you know, a shower and shit.
Juice, listen, we're not planning on being in no motherfucking rooms. Period.
I know, that's
right. Yes, might as well just get your goddamn lock at the bus station and put your shit in that bitch, and we gonna be out and about. Cause the room shit, man. Everybody need to just get one goddamn room and keep bags and take and wash your ass. Cause other than that, man, please. I'm trying to be out on that motherfucking strip, or I'm trying to be somewhere interesting.
I want a pool side. They got a pool.
A pool.
Oh yeah, they got a pool. They got a pool.
No.
A nice large pool.
A large one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like a big size one, but they don't got no huge ones like the Juice. Trust me. If you want, we gonna sneak into some pools up in some other casinos.
Okay.
Hey. You ain't who?
Like
we from out of town, bitches.
Signature. I want to go over there.
We from out of town, bitches. That's how we do it.
I know Vegas, so we go stomp around.
All right, because I ain't never been there.
Yeah,
trust
my
me.
First time, too, so hey.
Is it?
Yeah, man. First time to Vegas. But it's all good. You know, I've been all the way across the world, but I actually skipped the motherfucking couple of states and shit and and
I
went for the gusto.
Right.
Yeah, man. So if we ever get goddamn, if we get this shit popped off and work another one, oh, we got to go to Germany, goddamn it. All my fucking smokers.
Germany?
Smoking,
I ain't
yeah.
going nowhere that they can
man,
get
that. Man, shit
ain't
me.
Never going to Germany.
Germany.
Fuck that. We're going
Germany.
To Europe. We are going
I
to
can't
Europe.
Go to Germany.
Well, you will be left. I'm sorry. This is the
I'm
smoker's
gonna be left,
mission.
Dude. I just hope
this
you don't get
eight.
Captured.
Smokers, listen, woman. I did a year over there in military uniform and walked around that place with no problem.
But you ain't in the military no more.
It ain't got nothing to do with it. As long as you black, you straight. White folks, I would say, yeah, y'all get kidnapped quite often over there because they don't really like y'all. But
what?
Us, yeah, we are king swing dingling over there. Yeah.
Wow.
Guaranteed. If you hear the words out my mouth, I touch down in motherfucking Germany with a dime in my pocket. By the end of that day, I will have me a home, food, and a bitch fucking and sucking me like I want to be.
Really?
Straight up. So my plans is to go back and go to Amsterdam. I'm not talking about going over that state, but I'm talking about go to Amsterdam and Holland, two of the best places to find motherfucking legal weed, sit down, and goddamn it, we get our motherfucking smoke on internationally.
No, that's right.
That's
amen.
What
that
well,
shit.
We got a map out too. Where the party places at?
That's the other thing.
Going in Vegas?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere,
I
people.
I need an agenda. Like if Diddy or somebody doing something like that, I want to be on the list. I want to know what's popping off in that motherfucking town for that week, for that weekend.
Yeah, for
I know
weekend.
How to find out, so I'm gonna find out.
Well, IB is supposed to be like the inside. Well, NK and Kareem, because they got some shit that they was planning too. Cause you know that's where they stay in Las Vegas, and then IB and his
I don't
people.
What IB talking about? Are you talking?
Yeah, IB.
Call she ain't call me back yet.
Oh yeah, I got to call IB. Matter of fact, hold on.
Yeah, call IB and see what's up down there.
Matter of fact,
I don't want to go to just chill. I don't want to lay around. I want to fucking enjoy myself. I want pictures, glamour, lights.
Hold on, y'all. We're gonna call IB. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. Hold on.
Let's do this. Goofy! Goofy!
The rapid rewards, where the fuck did it go?
Ah.
Rapid rewards?
Yeah.
I got rapid rewards.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed.
Oh, hell to the no, eh?
Or is no longer in
service. Oh.
If you feel you have reached this.
Who's that?
That was Abby. That was. Oh, okay.
Oh shit, Abby, we can't get a hold of him.
Yeah, that ain't. God damn it, that wasn't a good number for him.
Well,
all right, people, we trying to call it the coordinator.
You got 208-629-0136.
Nah.
Down there.
208.
Shit, where the fuck my rapper was?
Shoot, I said his phone number online.
Oh, well, it's a little late now. I guess I have to check the archives. Hell, I had to check the archives to get the number and shit.
0136. Make sure you go in and take that out of there.
Oh, man. Honestly, yeah, my shows is shit. Uncut, uncensored, people. Changing them again. Sorry, brother.
Nigga, you better go take that out of there.
Oh, man. If y'all like to call and complain about your number being on it, please call 911. And, yeah. Because, yeah, that's your emergency right now.
I'd be going to kill me. Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's number out there anyways for the Teen Unlimited Network. It's
number out there. Okay, well,
yeah,
go ahead and call that number. Hurry up, because I got to go to work.
Oh, okay. Say it one more time. 208.
208-629-0136.
All right, here we go, people.
And dial again.
I don't know. That wasn't it.
You dialed it right?
Yeah. 208-629-0136. But it's all good because we'll try this again on Goofy's show and
yeah.
You know, we'll get it in. I gotta beam one more person. I know you about to get up out of here, so I can beam you off board if you like, or you gonna stick around? What you wanna do?
I'm gonna stay on and I'm gonna just walk to the car with the phone.
All right.
Don't
so
put
I'm
me
finna,
on mute because I might say something. I might wanna say something.
Just bust out, you know what I'm saying? Bust out this motherfucker.
Take that.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You know that make me scream out. Hey, let me beam 51510. Let me beam him on board. You are live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Hello?
Hey, this is Miss Quiet Storm. How y'all doing?
Miss
hey,
Q!
Hey. What's going on?
Calls in the storm. What's up, God? Oh, I got one more person, y'all. I got to beam him on board. Hold on. People. Sorry about that. Transporter's been busy today, you know what I'm saying? He's been coming on board. Here we go, people. Here we go. 408, beam me on board. You back live?
Am I here? Right. Hello?
Right. Hey, live. Is the door open?
When you beam me, why am I always facing the wall?
Hey, man. Hey, brother. I told you the damn lemon juice. I forgot my space lemon juice. Oh. Huh?
Oh, man.
My bad. You can turn your ass around, man. Shit.
Hey, dude.
You know how I be feeling?
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
You know what I'm saying?
Yellow, you and your new system, boy.
Hey, Miss Q, where you at work? Where you work at? What you do?
I'm not going to tell you on the air.
I'm just saying, what do you do? Like, you process paperwork?
No, I'm just that all-around good girl that everybody will miss if I'm gone.
Oh, okay. And the backbone of the
company. I work for HMO.
I work for HMO.
Hell to the nah. Hey, that's why I ain't got my black man credit card in the mail. I'm waiting for you to hold up. I need my EBT card.
Did y'all think I was trying to get in touch with IB?
Yeah.
You know, he got his number changed, but I know he's been real sick. That's why he ain't been around.
What?
He was in the hospital a couple of times. So, but he's at home. He's doing good. I will definitely, Juicy, he has your number?
Yeah.
I'll definitely tell him to give you a call. But no, he
did he go on that damn cruise?
No, he didn't. No,
yeah, he went on that goddamn cruise.
If you love
he didn't go on the
cruise. There's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these
Stay
days.
Stay out the smoker's cruise, people. Don't end up like our brother.
But, but that's why he ain't been around, y'all. And that's why we ain't seeing no shows.
Yeah, who cares
sick.
Where you go? The point is, he's in international waters.
Yeah, that's where he was at, y'all. I'm just playing that, let y'all know.
But he
was on the damn smoker's cruise.
Check that. He is. He's doing better. I did talk to him yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Wow.
And he's doing a lot better. He was in the hospital for a couple of days. And
So I
told him, man, slow down because if you, know, we'd hate to have to plan a BTR funeral for you. So just slow down and take it easy. But he has been asking about y'all. I told him y'all doing good, and I'll tell all that business on the air. But Juicy, you safe, because he got his number changed, so if they call that number you gave out, they ain't going to
Yeah, well, all them numbers. All them numbers is out. Those following.
I was already ready. I was like, damn it.
But you know what? He can't say nothing, because on the show one time, he gave out his mother's phone number.
His mother's phone number.
And I said, did you realize you did that on the air? We ain't streaming. I said, but we recording. Anybody listening to our archive can call your mama.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
He was like, oops,
But, yeah, just to let you know, people, those two numbers are...
somebody else's. They're somebody else's now.
What's up?
You have to beam me to my show.
Oh, shit. I forgot. You got 4 minutes. Hold on, brother. Not bad. Hey, y'all don't forget, you know, you're riding out with the Starship Smelly Prize, and we take this thing over to another planet, which is located in Southern California. Oh, excuse me, sir. I apologize. Let me shoot myself. San Jose is in the northern hemisphere. I apologize for that. I shoot myself. Heavy gun fire on myself. Yes. Heavy gun fire. What'd you say?
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Oh. Well, fuck it then. Drop another one.
That is hilarious.
Oh, shit. That shook the ship right there. Wow. Damn, shook the ship. Y'all ain't feel that? Hey.
Felt that.
Hey, you gone, brother. I got, oh, shit. I'm sorry. I got to beam this man off of my damn ship. He got to go to his show.
Man.
I didn't mean to shoot you, brother. My bad. I'll send a medic for you on your show. How about that? I'll beam a medic over to you. How about that?
All right.
With Straight Low Records on, appreciate you, homie, for hanging out with us. And we're going over to 186 Deuce Land, people. Florida to Cali. You already know how we do. Let me beam him off real quick. All right. And we're going to take this thing over, you know what I'm saying, to the 186 Deuce show in just a second. I just got the Lieutenant O'Hara, who just let me know. All right, so that tells you people we got 1 minute to auto destruct, and we'll have to get off the ship. And you know why? Because you know we got the Borg and everybody coming through, and you know, motherfuckers calling. Hello,
Avon calling.
Get your goddamn ass, get your ass away from my door, Avon. Ain't no mother, Avon. Get your ass away from my door. What kind of shit is that? Sorry, people. Avon is like Norway products or Jehovah's Witnesses. We just don't do that shit around here. You feel me? Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Had to go ahead and release that. And let y'all know, man, you know, what y'all riding out with. You know what I'm saying?
The hottest show on the internet is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smelly Prize, and international
co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple X. That's real. Let y'all hit that little funky little theme right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Juice, you ain't even heard my show starter upper.
Yeah, baby.
You heard it?
Yeah, I got you, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I changed up my new theme song and everything. You know what I'm saying?
I love that, the little starship thing, the little thing.
Yeah, nice. Working on it, you know, working on it, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good,
baby,
but I'm finna get up out of the building,
right?
Too. Huh?
You know I've been working out, right?
What? Hey, you know, everybody's been working out. Shit, me and Goofy been doing, damn, Juice.
I'm trying to lose 120.
Damn, Juice.
Yeah.
Now, see, what are you doing to lose weight? What are you doing?
I kickbox, I skate 3 times a week, and I go to the gym every morning.
Okay, so it sounds like you basically do common sense thing, and that's called be fucking active.
Yeah.
Because these other stupid motherfuckers out here that were talking about get lipo this, suck this out, fucking.
Nah.
Man, what the hell? This
I
is
eat
crazy.
Differently. I eat differently.
But I'm still, if you are active.
No, it doesn't work for everybody. Some of those people that's born obese, obesity running some people's family, and it's hard for them to burn. When they eat a cracker, their body is just sitting on them, even if they try to work out. So for some of those people who are medically have to do that, I understand. But if you
in that case,
30 minutes a day, I'm gonna tell you what I do. I walk on the lift. I do the elliptical for about 30, 40 minutes. The treadmill for 30 or 40 minutes, and the bike for about 10 or 20 minutes every day. I kickbox once a week, and I skate for 2 or 3 hours a day on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
Mm.
And everything else, I just eat differently.
Mm. Well, all right, I eat on a diabetic's diet, so, you know, everything that I order is chicken parmesan, fettuccine alfredo, all them little healthy meals.
No,
listen, I'm a man, though. You ain't talking about somebody that's on a diet. I'm just saying the way I eat. I don't eat, you know what I'm saying, big meals and all that. I eat just little pastas and you know what I'm saying, Michelinis. Basically, Michelini meals, that's all is filled in my damn freezer. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't need to lose no weight.
No, I just don't. I don't eat gate-raining foods. I ain't trying to say I'm a healthy, totally healthy person, but I do, you know what I'm saying, monitor the things that I eat. My mother's a diabetic, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm on a diabetic's kind of diet, you know what I'm saying? Because what she eats, you know, what I have around her, you know what I'm saying, I know she's going to welcome herself too. So
who
therefore, my mother.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, man, I take care of my mom's, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
she, yeah, she's a diabetic and everything, and, you know, she's not to the point where she, you know, she ain't handicapped or nothing. She still take care of herself, go to work and stuff like that. But it's just things around, you know, we moved into a two-story townhouse, and there's a lot of things that she can't do around here, you know what I'm saying? So and that's my place in filling in, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are like, oh, why you stay with your mama? Well, in my case, I mean, I'm taking care of my mother. These other deadbeat motherfuckers that stay with their parents and just living off of their parents, those are the motherfuckers that, yes, need to get the fuck out your parents' house, and you need to go on about your goddamn business. You know what I'm saying? But, for me, man, please. My grandmother passed, unfortunately. And the money that we got, you know what I'm saying, it was an investment. Basically, the way we look at it, you know, from her passing, we all got a free house for the family.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So when my mother passes, this is my shit. So hell, you motherfucking right, I'm going to stay in this bitch. Shit, this bitch is paid for.
Even if that wasn't it, and you was there for your mother and it wasn't leaving your house, that is the matter to people. What
matters is
you taking care of the woman that made you.
Yeah.
And that's
but see, this is how I break it down, period. You're taking care of a woman, period. Because if you take care of your mother, or you taking care of your parents, period, then you will take care of another.
That's right, baby.
You feel me? If you taking care of your parents, period. I'm just going to say parents, you know, because some people are born without either or. Some people, you know, only got a mama. Some only got a daddy. So either way, if you're taking care of that person while you're with them, that's going to reflect on every relationship that you're going to be in. You know,
that's
and if you treated your peoples with the utmost respect, you're going to treat everybody who you come across with that same utmost respect. But if you have that same old, well, my mama ain't do nothing for me, my daddy ain't do nothing for me bullshit mentality, then that's going to carry on in your life and in every single relationship, because you always going to feel somebody didn't do enough for you.
Right.
And that you just doing everything. And it ain't no one-sided picture. It's two sides to every story. That's what troops say. Two sides to every story. So.
Well, that's right.
You know. I do thank you, Miss Juice is loose. I got you on the chirp. I went ahead and reactivated the boost because I was supposed to be doing the show live from the hood today. But I'm working on my artist's show CD. She's doing a show tomorrow at Sharpel's. And speaking of the lady, I'm just wrapping up the show, my dear.
What are you doing?
Just wrapping up the show, finishing the show CD. It'll be like 30 minutes because I'm just finishing this CD up.
You gonna be on the line in 30 minutes?
No, I'm gonna be leaving in probably like 30 minutes.
Okay, sweet one. I'll be sure
about. All right, that's what's up. I got you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I got to do her show CD. She got a show at Sharpel's Bar and Lounge across the street from Busch Gardens. You know what I'm saying? So anybody down in Tampa, tomorrow, hey, come on through, man, and see a hot show, guaranteed. Be a lot of ass shaking, you know what I'm saying? But she backs it up, you know what I'm saying, with good lyrics and a good stage performance. So, you know, shouts out to Miss Janu. And, yeah, we got a song on the radio, too, you know what I'm saying, finally. But
you do?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to have to actually text message you the little call-in info, you know what I'm saying, if you don't mind, and hit them up, you know what I'm saying, just request the song. And I played it before. It was that she's fine, but it's called Taking On Down. And I have played it. That bitch, they're fine. I thought I played it to you on the show one time.
You might have. You know, it's been a
minute. Yeah, it's been a minute, so.
Still
but,
so
yeah,
much.
I'm a, yeah,
you're
I'm
the
a
best entrepreneur I know.
I'm just working, trying to keep myself busy. You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself busy. Hey.
You're definitely an entrepreneur. That
you
I
never say you ain't got nothing to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Cause,
yep.
You know.
Lovely, I'm going to get on my grind.
I go to KFC. $3.99 meal. There you go. At least you ain't going to church with that greasy-ass shit, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
get the grilled chicken breast.
Oh, well, oh yeah, grilled chicken. That grilled chicken bomb. That's the bomb. Now I don't know why these other motherfuckers ain't jumping onto that same shit. Y'all should have been doing that grilled chicken, because the grilled chicken is the shit.
The banger. I get the grilled chicken, and it come with two sides. So I get some green beans and a side salad.
I had a lady that worked at a church, and she used to cook baked chicken in the oven. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't for the customers. It was just for the employees.
Oh, my God.
What? I mean, this is before they, KLC even thought about grilling chicken and shit.
Right.
This was 5 years ago, you know what I'm saying? And this lady was just doing this in the churches, you know what I'm saying? But she was cooking it just for the church. Man, if she would have turned the motherfucking customers on to that shit, please. It would have been passed on.
Yeah, it
would
have been crazy.
Mm-hmm. But we about to get up out of here, people. We blasting off. We're going to be up out of here with Janu and Super D. This is Take It On Down. Make sure y'all call Wild 94.1 727-578-9941. Request this song. And this is Super D featuring Janu. We was blasting off, y'all. Taking it to the hood Thursdays. Thank each and every one of y'all. Much love. And remember to stay blessed and unstressed. You feel me? That's real.
DJ.
Love you, Juice.
Are you
done
mixing
yet? You're DJ.
Low with it, 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 low
ready to fuck. Lil' mama took it all the way to the floor. Brought it back up, this is drop back low. Lil' bitch so bad, lil' track so mean. Man, bitch so fine, and she wearing them jeans. Killing that shit in the club by the back door. Super D back, everybody hit the dance floor. Do it for the hoes, but the niggas gon' pop. Soon as the bass hit, everybody gon' drop. Got them feeling that shit. New kid on the block. Gon' spin so fire that the shit still hot. Boy, give me that goose, the Patron on the rock. I hit the club with the ice and them hoes gon' jump. Killing that shit, why the bass gon' drop? Got them shaking their ass and their bones gon' pop. Crying ass hoes, chilling by the bar. We started throwing cash. Yeah, bitch, I'm a superstar. All in the club, on that drink. My niggas in the back, so pumping on bang.
Him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, I ain't got a love Jones. You say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so thought stream, I have a sad addicted. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, be super D. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on the slick. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. Wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all in God's time.
That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, that was super deep back. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest.